Zorek Takahurza, Omas Nisim Betzibur, Boy in the Katrilo, the Tomat Sibur who beheter. I tell you, Rashi says, Mr. Shvelach, Rashi says, B'yochid, Rashi says, only the Katrilo that's possible, but the average kosher, I don't know why he says it. Chura, can B'yochid, when does Yabishua say is aloha that you need dam and you need basar, that's only by carbon yochid? But by carbon Sibur, Yabishua is also Maida. Yabishua is Maida, carbon Sibur. Since it's brought betumah, that's the halacha that is brought betumah. What do you mean it's brought betumah? That even though you're not allowed to eat the basar, and even though you can't burn the emurim, still you're allowed to make the zrikas adam. That's the new gzeras hakosiv that a carbon sibur is brought betumah. So Yeshua doesn't argue on a carbon sibur. Yeshua's whole din that the dam's that you have to have vashisa lasechon habasar of yadam, that you have to have dam and you have to have basar, that's only by carbon yochid. By carbon sibur, where it's only question of tumah, the tumah holds his mutter to be brought. Now, so far we came out good, our Mishnah comes out good according to Yeshua. Maybe our Mishnah does not come out good according to Rav Yossi. Which Rav Yossi? The Tanya. Rav Lezer Weiner, had tzitz meratza al achilas. The tzitz is meratza that you're allowed to eat the meat also. Rav Yossi Yaiman, no, as we had before, ain had tzitz meratza al achilas. That if the carbon, the meat is tamei, even though you're allowed to bring the Zrikas Adam if it's a korban tzibur, because the tzitz is maratza on the Zrikas Adam, but the tzitz does not allow you to eat the meat. It's not maratza lachilis. If the meat is tomei, you're not allowed to eat the meat, even by a korban tzibur, you're not allowed to eat it. That's Rabbi Yossi. So now, kasal kadatech, I thought, me the come Rabbi Yossi, since Rabbi Yossi says, ein hat tzitz maratza lachilis, that the tzitz does not allow us to eat the meat. If the meat is tomei, it's Rabbi Yeshua's relate. The churi he holds like Rabbi Yeshua. The Oma Bin and Tati. That you talk, have to have two things. You have to have dam and you have to have basar. Oy bazoi, since he's saying you need two, and he's saying that tzitz does not allow you to eat the meat, so then a korban should be possible then. His name Mahashtra Mastis and Lech Rav Yossi. Our Mishnah can't come out according to Rav Yossi. Because now Mishnah says this korban sibur is brought with tumun, even though you can only do this rikas adam, but you can't eat it. So since you can't eat it, it should be possible. But the Mara light. I'll tell you, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Lezer, really. The Yom Adam, Apple Pishain, Bosset. No, it's no Kashem. Rabbi Yossi, even though he says that tzitz is not Maratzer on the Achilles, but the Pshat is you don't need the Achilles. Because Yom is like Rabbi Lezer, that even though you don't have any Achilles, there's no Bosser at all, still, Kozaman, the Dam has the right to be brought, even though here the Dam is Tomei. But for the Dam, for sure, the tzitz is Maratzer. The tzitz says you're allowed to make the Zrikas Adam. Therefore, you're allowed to make the Zrikas Adam, Apple Pishain, Bosset. Yochi, if that's true, Lamai Hilchasa ain't tzitz maratza lachilas. Why did Rabbi Yossi have to say that the tzitz is not maratza on achila? Might not mean if it is or not. If you're telling me now you do not need the achilas that Rabbi Yossi holds, that you can have this rikas adam, even though there's no achila, there's no basar. He holds like Rabbi Lezer, so why do you have to say the tzitz is not maratza? Why do I care if it is or it's not? So in the moral of time, according to you, Rabbi Lezer, the Yom Ratzitz maratza. The Chorot Shvan Rabbi Lezer anyway. Rabbi Lezer said before, the tzitz is maratzer on the chila. You're allowed to eat the meat. The Chorot asked the kasha there also. Kiven the Yom Adam, Afal Pishen Boser. Since Rabbi Lezer, she there is, you're allowed to make a Zerikas Adam, even though there's no Boser around. Abazoya, tzitz maratzer on the chila, Lamai Hilchasa. Why did he say the tzitz is maratzer on the chila? Like, what do you have to eat it for? The Chorot, if you don't have to eat it, you shouldn't be allowed to eat it. So since you're not allowed to eat it, it's tumah, and you don't have to eat the quantity of leather. The korban is kosher, even without the achila, because the yod's boss, the blade dam is kosher, so what's the loch of tzitz maratza? The chur, you're not allowed to eat it anyway. Elamai, the teretz is, that tzitz tuzay for certain things. Le mikva be pigol. The tzitz tuzay is that now you could make a pigol. It's called the meat has a koyach of the head to teeth, and therefore pigol could be chal. O lafuke midei mila. So now, if you mean also that once you made this Rikas Adam, now the meat has no mila. If you eat this meat, you're over near the tumah. That's true. You're not supposed to eat Boset Tumah. But I call upon him, you wouldn't get mila. Because I call upon him that the Dam, this Rikas Adam, helped for this Bosom. That's called this Rikas Adam, helps for the Achilles. That means it makes this meat, ois kochi Hashem, the mila goes off it. If you eat it now, there's no mila. So, Mela, there is an Afkamina. Even though you told me you don't have to eat the meat, and you're not allowed to eat the meat, but it's an afkamina. If the tzitz is maratzer on it, zayin makes pigle on it, and no one did it takes off the din mila. Alright, stop here.
Rashi says, le mikveyu be pigle means, the kaimalon we hold, im yesh psulacha be korbin, shechishev boi machshev is pigle, ena nikva be pigle, lizchayev koros alichilosei. Like we had before, if when you make your korban, if you have other machshavas besides the machshavas of pigul, as again, pigul is that b'shas you make the, you do one of the dalal avodas, either shchitam, kabbalah, halacha, zrikam, you have in mind that one of the achilas, either the haktara, the burning of the amurim, or else eating the meat, you're going to do chutzles manli, it's the wrong time. Instead of doing it in 2 days, you'll do it in 3 days. If you have that machshava, the korban is possible. Because of din pigul, and if you eat the meat, there's a chiyuv koros. Now the din pigul is only if that is the only thing you had wrong. Any other machshava pasles, any other pasles takes away the din pigul. See that it's tamei. There's another psul involved. So once we say that tzitzis maratza, that tzitzis makes it that there's no psul pigul, you're allowed to burn it. Machmas din a pigul. Therefore, if you made pigul a machshava's pigul, it would be chal pigul in the korban. It's not considered there's another psul here also that will take away pigul. Rather, we say that tzitzis maratza. And therefore, it could be chal that didn't pigle on this meat. Yeah, just on top of the Gemara, the top of the Yomer, it said, kan b'yochid, kan b'tzibur. So Rashi explains that by a korban yochid, that's when you need the tzitz to be meratza. Therefore, the chetchila, it's psula, but if you make the dam, zrikas dam, it's kosher. Mashenkin kan b'tzibur means Yabishua holds by a korban tzibur, enechnam, the din is that is hutra. Hutra means that you do not need the tzitz to meratza. Therefore, it's mutti even to have the achila. Therefore, it's good al Mishnah. Mishnah comes out good according to Yeshua, because Yeshua also holds that the tzibur of the din is a hutra.
Yod naf ayin ches. So again, top Gemara again, a few lines start over again. Rav Yosi. Gemara says, the second line, name of Masnissim like Rav Yosi. Our Mishnah does not go like Rav Yosi. The Tanya we learned in Ebraisim. We have a lot of Weiner. Ha tzitz merat sal achilas. The tzitz that the Kohen Gadol is wearing or even when he's not wearing is matter that even when the achila, when the bosta was tamei, you're allowed to eat it now. It's merat, not eat it, but it's called merat sal achilas. It has a shame achila on the bosta. Rav Yosi Yoimer ein ha tzitz merat sal achilas. No, the tzitz does not help. Anything that's achila, you can eat. The tzitz doesn't help for that. The tzitz only says that when the dam is tummy, you're allowed to make a zrika even though the dam is tummy. Now, kosalka daitoch, midukomer Rav Yosi, since Rav Yosi says, ein at tzitz maratz al achilois, the tzitz does not help for an achilo, for any of the bosa that's tummy. The tzitz cannot help for that. Of izoik Rav Yeshua surely. Like, why did he say the tzitz does not help for the achilo? Mashma, you need an achilo, you need the bosa there, and it's telling you if the bosa is tummy, it doesn't help. Because the boss is like it's not here, since the tzitz does not help you. The Yomar, he holds like Yibishua Shita, that bin and tarti. You have to have two things. So what you have to have, dam, and you have to have bosser. That's what the Havamin of what Rav Yosi holds. So Rav Yosi, our Mishnah does not come out according to Rav Yosi. Like Rav Yosi. Because according to Rav Yosi, since you have to have both, and Azrika's dam, and Achila's boss, you have to have both, and here you don't have both. Since the meat is tummy, and he holds that tzitz is not meratza on achilas, so you don't have any achila here. So who the Mishnah cannot come out like Rabbi Yosi. So where it says loy, Rabbi Yosi, I'll tell you, Rabbi Eleza Sirulei. Rabbi Yosi really holds like Rabbi Eleza. The Yomar that says you don't need both. One alone is enough. The Yomar he says dam afal pishein boser. Rabbi Eleza sheet we had before was dam. Even though you only make the zrikas a dam and you don't have any meat, all the boser was tummy, still it's good. Maybe Rabbi Yosi holds like Rabbi Eleza. Fredi Gemara Ihoch, if that's true, that Rabbi Yosi holds like Rabbi Eleza, Lamai Hilchos saying that tzitz meratz al achilas. Why does he have to say that the tzitz does not help on the achilas, the boser? Like, you've been telling me you don't need the boser, so why does he have to tell me the tzitz doesn't help for the achilas? So what's enough to mean if it does or it doesn't? Like Rashi speaks out, to eat the meat, that's for sure you're not allowed to eat it. Calls the man the meat is tummy, you're not allowed to eat this meat that's tummy. Now the only question is exceeded like it's roy to do an avoida with it. So if you tell me now you don't need the boser, what do you have to tell me the tzitz is not meratza? Why do I care if it is or it's not? You don't need the boser altogether. So the more latimech, if you ask me such a question, latimech, according to your svarim, Rabbi Eleza, according to Rabbi Eleza, the yomer atzitz meratza, he says yes, the tzitz does help for the achilas, for the boser. Now the question is, kivin the yomer dam, afal pishein boser, since Rabbi Eleza sheet himself is, that all you need is just zrikas dam, even though there's no boser altogether there. That the Rebbeleza says that tzitz does help for an achilas. It does something for the boser. Now, like Rashi says, pshiti can't eat the meat. If the meat is tummy, you're not allowed to eat it. So the question is, Lamai Hilchason, what does Rabbi Eliezer mean to say that tzitz helps for an achilas? Lamanashuk. To eat it, you're not allowed to. To tell me that you need the boss, so you don't need the boss, according to Rabbi Eliezer. He holds you can have a zrikas dam without any boss. So what's the nafgamina? What's the difference to tell us that tzitz helps on the oichlin? The teretz is, if this does mean something, elo lemikfei bepigel. It makes nafgamina for pigel. For pigel, like Rashi says, we had before, the din pigel is only chal if during one of the avoidists, either the shchita, the kabbalah, the zrika, the locham, you had a mind, the kohen had a mind, that he's going to do one of the achilas shleib bezmanai. He'll eat it the third day, or he'll burn it the wrong day. That's called pigel. But it has to be that there's nothing else wrong with this korban, only the machshavas pigel. Everything else was done good. Let's say here, if the bosser is tamei, so you're not allowed to make aktorah, so that should be another psul. There should be a psulia that the korban is tamei, so it shouldn't be chal pigel. On that we say no. Since the tzitz helps for the achilas, so we consider as if the bosser is still here. If the bosser is still here, there's no psul in the bosser, therefore the din pigel could be chal. Enu adinu lafuka emidei mila. So now, kumina, this meat. The meat, when you make a korban, stamazoi the korban is klushas aguf, that if you have any hanor, any enjoyment from a korban, there's an issa mila. So we say, after you make the zrika sadam, that's mata the boss of achila. That makes it now the boss that doesn't have the kedusha zaguf anymore, and therefore there's no issa mila. Now here, even though this bosser is tummy, and you're not allowed to eat the bosser, but it's an afkamina, if somebody eats it, is he over the issa mila? So that's where Rabbi Eliezer says, that the tzitz is maratza on the achilas means that the zrika sadam you made makes it that the bosser doesn't have an issa mila anymore. So a chaps an afkamina. Even though for the korban itself there's no nafkamina, but the nafkamina, if somebody eats this meat, is he over the issa mila or not? So Rabbi Eliezer says, no, he's not over the issa mila. Since the tzitz is maratz on achilas, nageyati the achila we consider like the meat is hutter already, the zrika made that there is no more issa mila, so that's a nafkamina. The marakim, ulafuka ne mila kemifugit, here's the machlokes. Rabbi Eliezer, so Rabbi Eliezer holds maratz at tzitz, that the tzitz does help. Alevayim. The tzitz helps on these achilas. Any bosser that's tummy, even though you're not allowed to eat it, but the tzitz makes it that the bosser is roi for korban, and therefore it's chal pigel, and therefore mila goes off it. O meshavi le kitor, it makes the meat as if it's a tor, o kavor lo pigel, the male of pigel could be chal here, o mafik le midei mila, who adin, there's no issa mila anymore in this bosser. Since the zrika helped, for this bosser, even though the bosser is tamei, that's called the tzitzis maratza on the achilah, so the issa mila goes off the meat. If you eat the meat, so you're only over the issa, you're eating tamedik of meat, but you wouldn't be chayiv mila, there's no issa mila on it. For Rabbi Yossi Sava, no. Loi maratza tzitz alavayu. He else know that tzitz cannot help you for the meat. The tzitz only helps that the zrikas adam for the dam helps. But for the bosser, it doesn't help at all. This meat is not called roi for korban. It's tomatik meat. It's not like a tordik meat. The meila v'loy kaboa leva pigul. If the kohen had a machsheves pigul, b'shashi made this rikum, he had in mind to eat it 3 days from now. It's not chal pigul because there's another psul in this korban. There's a psul tuma chal on the bosa. V'loy mafik le midei mila. Who adin you do not take off the yisemila from this meat, since this meat is tomei. So the Zrika does not help at all for this meat. He doesn't hold the tzitzis maratza for the achilas. This is the nafkamina. So the maramask of Lord Rav Mori. Nihina midu Rav Yossi. Sovak Rav Eliezer, even if you want to tell me that Rav Yossi shita, the whole tzitz does not help for the oilin, his shita is not help for the oilin, still you want to tell me, he holds like Rav Eliezer, that you can have dam even though you do not have any basar. Ninami do Rabbi Yossi Sovak Rav Eliezer, Bishlei Mezvachim Ikedam. Bishlei by our Mishnah, by the Korbanos Sibur, even though the meat is Tomei, and you're not allowed to eat the meat, still is good while the Korban is kosher. Because Rabbi Yossi also like Rabbi Eliezer, that Dam, Afo Pishen Bosser, as long as you have Dam, if you have something, you make a Zrikas Adam, that makes the Korban kosher. So by a Zevach, by a Korban, you have Dam. Oimer Nami Ikekoimitz. By a korban oimer, that's like a mincha. By the mincha soim, you make a kemitza, you take a handful of the flour, and you put it on the mizveich, so you're doing some avodah, that's why it's called a good korban. Of a lechem aponim nami, ikab zichem. The lechem aponim, you have every Shabbos, the 12 chalis, there's also something that you put on the Mizbeach. You take the Bezichim, that's this jar that has the Levonia, the spice inside it, and that they burnt, that's called Haktarah. So even though it's Betumah, you make this Haktarah, it's called something was done. But the question is, Elo Shtei Alechem, but on Shavuos. When you bring the Shtei Alechem on Shavuos, Ma'ik Lameimah, what can you say there? Hey, the Shtei Alechem on Shavuos, there's no Haktarah at all. All they did with the Shtei Alechem was, you brought it on Shavuos, and they put it down in the base of Middish, and they made it tenufa. They used to pick up the Shtei Alechem, that's all. Nothing was burnt at all upon the Shtei Alechem. So the question is, how could you say the Shtei Alechem, this carbon, this mincha, could be brought, even though it's Tamei? Look, the only thing they did by the Shtei Alechem was eat it. And now if you're telling me if it's Tumah, and you can't eat it, so what does it help? How does the Shtei Alechem help? There's nothing here. There's nothing here to be mati, you're not doing anything. Hey, you don't have any Zrikas Dam, you don't have any Akhtar here. It's only the fact, can you eat the Shtei Alechem? And since Reb Yossi says, no, you can't eat it, and he holds the tzitz is not meratzah, this does not go on the Eichlin, so when you bring the Shtei Alechem on Shavuos, it's just the regular mincha, and all you're supposed to do is just make it snoof and pick it up and eat it. Here that you can't eat it, it should be considered like you didn't bring it. Is Ma'ik Lameimer, how could our Mishnah say the Shtei Alechem is kosher, it's brought betumah? What do you mean it's brought betumah? If the only thing to be done is to eat it, and you can't eat it, and the tzitz doesn't help you for the yechlin, so what do you mean you have a shtei lechem? V'chitema, maybe you want to tell me, l'karavi mohen, that they brought the shtei lechem on Shavuos, there's the kif se'ateris, you brought two shlomims with it also. So maybe that's what it means. And this kif se'ateris, the two shlomims you bring, is only kosher if you have the shtei lechem there also. So nafkumina is, even though it's tumah, still it's considered like it's there. For at the Gemara, it's only telling me that you could bring the kif se'ateris, hainu shal mitzibur. Our Mishnah already said that. The Mishnah said that the Shalom Etzibur, the Shlomim that you bring on Shavuos, could be brought betumah. In Cain, if that's the case, Hevel lo abo, there's only four cases. Like Shtei Alechem don't belong in the Mishnah. There's no Chiddush of the Shtei Alechem. There's no Avoid, there's nothing done to the Shtei Alechem, only eating it, and you can't eat a betumah. So what do you mean it's brought betumah? You want to tell me the Kabonis that's brought with it, the Shalom Etzibur? The Mishnah already says Shalom Etzibur, so you only have four, not five. The Anan Chamisha Tanan. Our Mishnah says clearly five. Says the Gemara's Kasha, the Teretz says, if you want to say our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yossi, Elik Sub Rabbi Yossi, Tumo Hutra B'tzibur. You have to say Rabbi Yossi Shitr is, that any time you bring in a korban tzibur, if anything is Tumo, it's Mamish Hutra. Hutra means you're even allowed to eat it. So now it's good. If you bring the Shtei Alechem on Shavuos, even though there's no Avodah, the only thing to be done with the Shtei Alechem is to eat it. He holds, since Tumah is Hutra B'tzibur, it's Mamash Hutra, you're allowed to do it, you're even allowed to eat it also. So according to Reb Yossi, he holds that it's Hutra, you're allowed to eat it, that's why it's good. Our Mishnah says that the Shtei Alechem is brought on Shavuos, it's called brought even though it's Tumah, because you're allowed to eat it. For the Gemara, that's not true. That's not Reb Yossi Shita. For a time, we learned the Gemara in Yuma. Echad Zeh V'Echad Zeh. Whether the Kohen Gadol, or else the Kohen that burns the Parah on Yom Kippur. Rashi says... Rashi, the bottom, first one, the big line. Echad zeh v'echad zeh. Echad kohen aserv es haparah. Whether the kohen that's burning the parah on Yom Kippur. V'echad kohen gadol. Or it could be with the kohen that's burning the parah aduma. His echad kohen aserv es haparah. Whether there any kohen that burns the parah aduma, so he becomes tamei. V'echad kohen gadol yom kippurim. A kohen gadol on Yom Kippur. She'atunin prisha shivas yomim. These two kohanim, the halacha is that b'shas the kohen burns the parah aduma. Or b'shas the kohen gadol does the avodah on Yom Kippur. Pshiti has to be Torah. So the Mishnah says, Asachoka, 7 days before they do it, they're mafresh them, and we know as if maybe they were Tamei. Therefore the Brisa says, Tanya, Echad Zeh V'Echad Zeh, whether it's a Kohen that's burning the Parah Aduma, or whether it's a Kohen Gadol, Mazin Olav Kol Shiva. All the 7 days before Yom Kippur, we're Mazda. We take the Mechatis from the Parah Aduma, and we spritz it on him. Because we have a Suffolk, maybe he touched a mace before him, maybe he has a Tumas mace, and we want to make sure this Kohen is Torah to do the Avodah on Yom Kippur. So therefore, 7 days before, every day, we're mazer on him. We spritz the mechatas on him. Mikol chatoyes soyesham. From all the paradumas that were there. Divi Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi Yoimer, Rabbi Yossi Shita is no. Ein mazer nolav elish lish yeshvi bovad. What do you got to do it every day for? Even on Tzad, he touched the mace beforehand. If you have tumas mace, all you have to do is, the third day, we have to spritz mechatas, and the seventh day. The second is amageya, the fourth, the fifth is amageya. He says it's enough just to make the spritzing of the mechatis just the third and seventh day b'vad. That's all. So in order that when it comes Yom Kippur and the Kohen does the Avodah, even if he was Tameh, now for sure he's Torah. That's Rabbi Yosi Shita. Now the kasher is, if you're going to tell me, Ksav Rabbi Yosi, Tum Hutra B'tzibah, that Rabbi Yosi Shita is any Korban Tzibah, the din is Mamas Hutra. Hutra means there's no din Tumah Negeta Korban Tzibah. That means even though the Kohen Gadol was Tameh, he does not have to make himself Torah. Since the Avodah the Kohen Gadol does on Yom Kippur is called Karbonat Tzibur, he's doing everything for the Tzibur, and you're telling me now it's Hutra B'Tzibur, means even if he's Tameh, he would be allowed to do the Avodah. So why does Rabbi Yosi say you have to be Mazda 7 days beforehand, the third and the seventh day, we make the Mechatas on him, in order that Lui Tzri, he was Tameh, we want to make him Torah, what do you have to make him Torah for? If you tell me Rabbi Yosi holds Tum Hutra B'Tzibur, Lomli Azor Klau, what do you have to make Azor altogether? Hutra means there's no Issa Tum at all, even if you tell me a lot of mamish go do the Avodah. So you see clearly Rabbi Yosi holds no, Tum is only Dechuya B'Tzibur. Dechuya means if there's no other way out, then you're allowed to do it. But if we have other ways out, you're supposed to only do it for Tyra. Therefore here, 7 days before Yom Kippur, we have a way out. Let's try and make sure the Kohen Gadol is Torah. That's why 7 days before him, we have to make Mafashim, set him aside, and the third and seventh day, we'll make the Azoyas Mechatis. So if Rabbi Yosi holds that Tumr is only Dechuya, send him back to the Kasher again. Why does our Mishnah say the Lechem upon him is brought B'Tumah, the Shtei HaLechem on Shavuos? What do you mean it's brought? The Shtei HaLechem is only eaten. And you're telling me now, if it's Tumah, you can't eat it. And you're telling me, Rabbi Yosi holds that Tzitz is not Meratza on Achilles. So it's Tzitz like it's a Tumah Dekah Shtei HaLechem. What do you mean it's brought? So the Mori Allah Machvarta Masifim like Rabbi Yosi. You have to say true, our Mishnah does not go according to Rabbi Yosi. Because our Mishnah says the Shtei HaLechem is brought for Tumah. See, so our Mishnah holds like Rabbi Lezer Shittah that the Tzitz is Meratza on Eichlin. Therefore, the Shtei HaLechem, since it's called an Eichel, and the Tzitz helps on Eichlin, it's considered a good carbon. But according to Rabbi Yosi, that the tzitz does not help on the eichlim, it's considered like nothing. It's a tamadik shtei lechem. It's not edible. It's not roy for the korban. It's not called you brought a shtei lechem. So the more now, omalei papal avaya. For Rabbi Yosi, we had the brayso before. Modern Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi before says we had before machlokes Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Lezer, whether by a korban you have alamol v'zrikas adam and then you have the basar. That Rabbi Yeshua says that only kosher to make a Zerikas Adam if you have Basar. If there's no Basar left, if either it got lost or became Tomei, we have Yeshua Shittu, you can't make the Zerikas Adam. We have Lezer Shittu was, yes, you could make the Zerikas Adam. He holds you can have the Dam even though there's no Basar. That was the Machlokes we had before. We have Lezer and Yeshua. And the Gemara said that the Machlokes both by Zvachim, by Karbonis, and by Munachas also. Now before we had a modern Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi says he likes what Rabbi Yeshua said, and he also likes what Rabbi Lezer says. Gemara Sapella, how can he like both of them? It's a machlekes. He can't know from both of them. For the Gemara, Omalei Rapop Labaya. For Rabbi Yosi, Shtara, Mizaka Levetre. How could you have a star, a check, that says both of you get money? Usually a check is IOU, saying I owe you the money. So you're getting the money, not me. You never have a check, a star that says we both get money. There's also a star like that. How could you take a star and Mizaka on two sides of it? The Tanya, we had before the Bryce like this. I like what Rabbi Lezer said by Zvachim, that watch, you can have the dam even though there's no Basar. And he also said, but Divrei Rabbi Yeshua b'Zvachim. I also like what Rabbi Yeshua said by Zvachim. Now that's a stira. How could you open both of them? Vaiti said also, but Divrei Rabbi Lezer b'Mnachis, but Divrei Rabbi Yeshua b'Mnachis. I like what they both said by Mnachis also, but they're both stiras. One said you can only make a mincha if the Shiraim is Torah, and Rabbi Yeshua says no, you can only make a mincha. Rabbi Lezer said, you can make the mincha even though the shrine is not Torah. So it's a stira. How could you like both of them? So it was saying like this now. He meant to say, that even though the buster is Tommy and got lost, still you're allowed to make a Zerikas Adam. And he also said, if there's no dam, you can't eat the buster. And the main buster, if the buster became Tommy and got lost, ain't dam. This is the period. So that's the kasha. How could you hold like both of them? It's a serum. If you hold the buster became tummy, are you allowed to make the Zerikas Adam or you're not allowed to make it? Well, Machlokes Rabbi Lezer and Yeshua, how could you hold, say you like both of them? And also, Shver and Rabbi Yosi, you also said, Divrei Reb Elezer b'mnochis. I like what Reb Elezer said by mnochis. That what? Show you why, Miriam. Koymis, you're allowed to make the kmitza and burn the kmitza. Afal pi shen shem shrayim. Even though all the leftover part of the mincha is tamei, and you're not allowed to eat the shrayim, still you're allowed to make the kmitza. And he also said, Divrei Reb Yeshua b'mnochis. But I also like what Reb Yeshua said about hilchos b'mnochis. Show you why, Miriam. What did he say? In main shem shrayim, no. If all the leftover part of the flour is tamei, the mincha is tamei, ain't koymis. You're not allowed to take the handful and burn it. In main kaimis, if there's no kemitza, ain't shrayim, you can't eat the shrayim. So, but it's a modern zachar of Yosef. How could you say he holds like both of them? Omalei, he meant to say like this. Mestabru kamer, he didn't mean to say he holds like both of them. He just meant to say it's a svara. This is what they both said. That, you know, he said like this. Kikoi bezvachim, when Yab Yosef was learning Mesecht bezvachim, Omri said, Mestabru, I understand that kihecha de plugi bezvachim. The same way there's a machlekes Reb Elezer and Yeshua by a zevach, by a korban, plagi naibim b'mnochis. The same machlekes applies to mnochis also. And you should not say the pasuk only says dam and bosa by a korban, but not by a mincha. You should know, no. Even by a mincha, there's no dam, but the kemitza, taking the handful of the flour and putting on the mizbeach, that's like dam. Now, koi b'mnochis, when Reb Yosef was learning Masechta Menachos, he also said the same thing. Omar Mestavrom, that Kihecha de Pligi Menachos. The same way I see it by Masechta Menachos. There's a Machlokes Reb Yeshua, and Reb Elezer Yishinom, Pligi Nami Bezvachim. So that's all Reb Yosef meant to say. He didn't mean to say he himself holds like both of them. He just meant to say, the same way I see the Yagyu by Zvachim, the Yagyu by Menachos. And the same way the Yagyu by Menachos, the Yagyu by Zvachim. What do I hold? He's not saying what I hold. He's just saying that those two machlokesin go both places. Omelet Sigmar says like this. That's what you want to say. He's holding by Mesech Tzvachim. So he says the same way I see the argue here, they also argue by Menachis. That's good. Why? Why would I think they don't argue by Menachis? The Ika Kroi Kiksidi Bezvachim Ksidi. Because the Pasuk of V'yasisar L'secho Adam V'yabosar is talking about Tabosar and Dam, that's Zvachim. So I would think Yikam Machlokes is only by a Zevach, by a Korban. There Rabbi Yeshua says, if the meat got lost and became Tamei, you're not allowed to make the Zerikas Adam. But by Menachis, there's no Posrik, I would think maybe not like that. So it's good why he had to tell us, just like the Yagya by Zvachim, the Yossi Yagya by Menachis. That was good. But the second part is Shver. Eliki Koi B'Menachis. But when he was learning Mesech the Menachis, the Yomer, and he said, Mistavra, you understand, it's a Svara, Kiyecha, the Pligi B'Menachis. The same way you have this Machlokes, you have Yeshua and Reb Elezer by Hichas Menachis, Pligi Nami B'Zvachim. What's the Chiddush here? Vo'ika Kroi B'Zvachim Udiksivi. If you're telling me the Yagya by Menachis, Pshita, the Pshat is, that they learn it out from Zvachim. Because the Psukim that Yeshua Darshins, V'Yosisa L'Secha, Abosa V'Yadam, is talking about Bosa and Dam by Korban. So once you tell, if I know they're arguing by Menachis, Pshita they're arguing by Zvachim. So that can't be Pshat that Reb Yosef just telling me that they argue both places. Elo Lakasha. Now Vadi Reb Yosef meant to say, I hold La Loch like both of them. That's the Kasha. How could you hold like both of them? They're both steer with the Gazachin. You can't hold like both of them. Either you hold like Reb Elezer or like Reb Yeshua. Tamara says, he meant to say like this. Royan Niyas Divri Reb Elezer. I like what Reb Elezer says, Benitma. That if the meat just became Tomei, but since the meat is around, then he holds like Reb Elezer, you could make a Zerikas Adam. Even though you're not allowed to eat the meat, so what? But let's say the meat got lost, it got burnt out, then Reb Yosef holds like Reb Yeshua. What does that mean? Benitma, my time, why does he say if the meat is around just Tomei? You could make the Zerikas Adam, Mishrom the Meratze Tzitz, because the Tzitz is Meratze. For the Gemara, Shamet Le, Reb Yosef the Omar, Eina Tzitz Meratze Al Achilas. What do you want to tell me? The reason why Tumah is better, because the Tzitz is Meratze, the Tzitz helps for Tumah, but the Tzitz only helps for Dam, not for the Bosser. So why does Reb Yosef say that if the meat is here, just Tumah, then you could make the Zerikas Adam? For why? You want to tell me because of the Tzitz? The Tzitz doesn't help on Achilas. Elo Teretz is like this, Elo Lakasha. Royani as Divrei Reb Elezer B'Tzibur. He meant to say a difference. Not between a tuma, not whether the meat is tuma or the meat got lost or burned. The nafkamina is if it's korban tzibur or korban yochid. I mean, it's like this: royani as divrei Reb Elezer that you can make the zrikas adam, even though the meat is not here. That's b'tzibur by korban tzibur. And royani as divrei Reb Yeshua, but I like what Reb Yeshua says that if the meat is not around, only the dam, you're not allowed to make the zrikas adam. That's b'yochid by a korban yochid. What's nafka mina? Betzibur my timer. What do you want to tell me by korban tzibur? He holds that even though the meat is lost, still you're allowed to make the zrikas adam. Mishum the tum hutra betzibur. But you tell me that tum is mutra betzibur. Therefore, even though the boser is tumay, so what? You're allowed to do it. That's what we want to tell. That's Rabbi Yosef Shita. For the Gemara Chodo, one, you can't say that the Shamal of Rabbi Yosef Yomar Tumah Dechuyi B'tzibah. We already brought a raya before that Rabbi Yosef Shita is that after they say a korban tzibah is brought b'tumah, that's only b'dichuy if there's no other way out. But if you have another way out, it's not brought. That's why Rabbi Yosef said the Kohen Gadol 7 days before Yom Kippur, we ought to make sure he becomes Torah and spritz the mechatas on him the Yom Shlishi Yom Shvi. Why? Because on Yom Kippur we want to make sure he's Torah. So you see, you don't say Tum is Hutra B'tzibur. You don't care if he's Tummy not, you're allowed to do it. No, we do care. Metchil, you have to make sure he's Torah. See here also. So once you say it's only Dechuya, and the Tzitz does not help on the Achilles, so why is it good by Korban Tzibur? It's one Kasha. V'yoy, I B'tzibur, if we're talking about a Korban Tzibur, we have Lezah Machshir. For Lord of Yeshua, you want to say a Korban Tzibur, only we have Lezah says it's Kosher, not Reb Yeshua. For the Gemara Amrit, that was a parrot we said before, on the top of the Amrit, we said it already before, that even Yeshua, who Amrit B'tzibur, I feel